Welcome to Blind Bargain's audio coverage of CSUN 2013. Brought to you by...
For the latest technology news and accessibility information on cell phones, mainstream and access technology, personal medical devices, office equipment, digital audio players, and web-based and app technologies, log on to Access World, the American Foundation for the Blind's monthly technology magazine, www.afb.org/aw.
Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We are here at CSUN 2013 with Emily Axelson. She is a customer service director for iReAT and looking at some really cool tactile graphics software and hardware. Emily, welcome to Blind Bargains.
Thank you.
So why don't you tell us what you have? Fully accessible graphics software?
Yes.
That's cool. Tell us about it here.
We have the Tactile View graphics, Tactile Graphics Designer suite. And there's a couple different options here. You can get just the Tactile Graphics touchpad and put on special plastic paper, and you can use a special pen to immediately create raised freehand drawn graphics, or you can use the compass tools and grids to make your own graphs or images.
Okay.
But what we really like about this program is that it offers a suite that's fully accessible, works similar to mainstream programs like Microsoft Paint, in which you install a computer program and you can import SVGs, bitmaps, JPEGs. You can also visit the Tactile Graphics library that they have that's created by the developers and users.
Right.
So you can search through thousands of different options such as maps or science diagrams and import those for free into your program. You can add more images. You can elaborate. You can add audio files for descriptions. And you can also add braille labels. So then you can decide to print that to, say, an Index V4 embosser.
Ah, so you don't have to print to this paper, wouldn't.
No, you can use regular Braille paper to print on, like, your Index embosser from this program. And then you don't have to use the touchpad. That's just an option. And you can print graphics that have Braille labels as well. So, for instance, right in front of you, I have a graphic of the skeletal system.
Ah, yes.
With Braille
and regular-looking Braille labels and all sorts of... Oh, it's sideways. That's why I'm... There we go.
It's out of portrait mode.
I'm reading this with one hand vertebrae.
Yeah.
And, yep. Okay, and there's
and
the pelvis.
And that was just created with the Tactile View Graphics Designer Suite and the printed to an Index V4 model.
So I'm not sure if you have the software set up here.
I do.
Is anybody over there by there right now? Or?
No.
Because I'm curious. So how do you make graphics software accessible?
Well, basically, it just has voice. So if you have your screen reader, obviously it's going to read the menus to you.
Sure.
But then you also have, like, your regular shortcut keys. So, like, Control F for file.
Okay.
And so, basically, what you can do is it lets you import, and it also lets you do an explore mode, where you can explore the different images, and it voices to you where those are.
How does it, does it show you where the image is, or can you actually, can you go, like, pixel by pixel, or is it more, like, for...
It's not more so much of a pixel as an object area. So if you wanted to just explore an object, it will find it and tell you where it is and zone in on it.
Okay.
So if you wanted to find, say, just the state of California, I have a map of the U.S., and you wanted to find those different images, it will explore those. It's going to feature layering options later. So what's nice about this, I'm a teacher, for instance, and I want to teach my students about the United States maps. So I would create this graphic, and I'd print it off. And say I had the Tactile View touchpad, which I'd place it on and I'd connect that to my computer. And as a teacher, I want to be able to teach them, like, which state is, like, the state of California, state of Oregon. And then maybe I want to add more information, like the population, et cetera.
Sure.
I can do that.
And you put, like, little audio tags that go with it.
You can even do MP3 audio files connected to.
Okay. Is there going to be options for, can I create a graphic by hand, or is that...
Absolutely. This touchpad actually lets you do freehand drawing, so if this was also connected, you could use the paper and the pen and whatever, and you can go ahead...
Using the touchpad. Can you do it with the software, or is that...
You can do freeform drawing in that with, obviously, a mouse click.
Right.
But if you wanted to use the touchpad to communicate back to the program, you
that might be
and,
that might be an easier way for
easier
a blind person to do it.
Right. Freehand draw, and then it would add it into your...
So this library of images that you're talking about, that, like the maps, that's all completely free.
Yes. It's on the Thinkable, has their own Tactile View website.
Okay.
And so they've uploaded...
Thinkable that, being the creator, developer of this.
Exactly.
Okay.
By Jaap Ryder, the developer in Thinkable in the Netherlands. And he developed a plethora of tons of different diagrams, and also many users will create their own and then upload them.
Sure. So you are you guys like the exclusive distributors here in the U.S.
In
for this?
In the U.S., yes.
Okay. Great. And how much is, I'm assuming you can get what, either the software or the pad?
There's several different options. So I'll just tell you really quickly here.
Okay.
So the options are you can buy just the software for $199.
Okay.
The drawing tablet for $499. The tactile drawing pen for $249. Or you can get the full touchpad, software, and pen for $899.
Got you. Save a little bit by putting it all.
Yes. And this is much cheaper than other similar products on the market, even with combining it with a Braille embosser.
Sure. This paper, where is this? This plastic paper? Do you have to get that from you, or where does that come?
This is a special paper. I do not know who the actual supplier is, but I know it's about, I think, 80 cents a sheet.
Okay.
So, I mean, as you can tell, it's been drawn all over.
Yeah, like, I don't know, like, can you get it, like, at an office store, or would you order it through you guys?
This is something you could order through us or any other supplier that carries the same paper.
Yeah, it's a thin, like, when I've seen other graphics paper before, I've seen thicker plastic.
Yeah.
This is thin, but still definitely retains.
Yeah, it does. It doesn't tear. It's pretty durable.
Right.
But like I said, you don't have to have this paper to use this full suite. You could print to your regular paper on your Braille embosser, put it on the pad.
Is that an 8.5 by 11? No.
It's
maybe a little bigger.
It's more like an A4 because it's developed in Europe. So.
So pretty much the tablet, there's knobs on the sides.
Yeah, these are 5 millimeter differences. So for instance, if you're trying to tell your student to go 15 millimeters in, they can undo these, slide them down, and make their graphics.
They go across the top.
Yeah, and then
you can hear me moving in here.
Yeah.
It goes across the top and the sides to kind of denote.
Yep.
You
and
unscrew it.
Each curve is 5 millimeters.
You unscrew it to move it, and you screw it back in to lock it.
Yep.
Okay. Gotcha. This is cool. All right. If people want to get more information about this, how can I do that?
Go to www.irie-at.com. And we have lots of information about the Index Braille embossers, the TactileView software, the Captain Mobility GPS, and the Alva displays by Optilec.
Cool. And the software is available now?
Yep.
All right. Hey, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks a lot.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys. Copyright 2013.